This is VOA News. I'm Lori London. Venezuelan officials say they've arrested six foreign nationals, including three Americans, accusing them of plotting to assassinate President Nicolas Maduro. On Saturday, Diosdado Cabello, the interior minister, announced the arrests on state television.
Que están buscando para traerlos a Venezuela con objetivos muy claros de asesinar al presidente Nicolás Maduro.
Cabello claimed the individuals were part of a CIA-led plot to overthrow the government. The U.S. State Department spokesperson said any claims of U.S. involvement in a plot to overthrow Maduro are categorically false. The announcement followed U.S. sanctions on Maduro's allies and Spain's recognition of opposition candidate Edmundo González as the election winner. Tensions have been rising between Venezuela and the U.S. since the disputed election. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel will inflict a heavy price after a missile fired by Iranian-backed rebels landed in Israel Sunday, triggering sirens at the international airport. AP correspondent Karen Shamus has more.
Although there were no reports of casualties or major damage following the missile launch by Yemen's Houthi rebels, Israel hinted that it would respond militarily. Israeli media aired footage of people racing to shelters in Ben-Gurion Airport. The Israeli military said the missile appeared to have fragmented midair and that the incident is still under review. It said it made several attempts to intercept the missile using its multi-tiered air defences, but had not yet determined whether any had been successful. I'm Karen Shamas.
Another night of torrential rains pounded Central Europe and have forced massive evacuations in the hardest hit areas in the Czech Republic, where floods have reached extreme levels. This is VOA News. Eight people have died trying to cross the channel from France to England, according to French authorities. The latest incident follows the deaths of 12 people earlier this month when their boat capsized in the channel on its way to Britain, and highlights the pressure on the British and French governments to find ways to tackle the boat crossings. Former President Donald Trump continues to rail at the dangers of immigration. More from AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
Speaking in Los Angeles, Trump says he wants to be known as the border president.
We will do large deportations from Springfield, Ohio. Large deportations. We're going to get these people out. We're bringing them back to Venezuela.
During the debate, Trump amplified false rumors Haitian immigrants in Springfield were taking and eating pets. Bomb threats set off the evacuation of schools and government buildings in Springfield.
No, the real threat is what's happening at our border, because you have thousands of people being killed by illegal migrants coming in.
National statistics show there's been no spike in violent crime in the major cities where many migrants have settled. At the White House, President Biden says he's heard enough from Trump.
Simply wrong. There's no place in America. This has to stop what he's doing.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
A new accounting of the Hawaii wildfire victims trying to escape last year, but some only making it a few blocks from their homes. It found no evidence of Hawaii preparations for wildfire, despite days of warnings that critical fire weather was coming. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The Fire Safety Research Institute report for the Hawaii Attorney General's office was released Friday. It includes details of the victims' attempts to survive. A couple was found in their car after turning onto a dead-end street in the chaos. A man was found huddled in the entranceway of a house after abandoning his car. The report highlights how Lahaina's already deteriorating infrastructure complicated evacuation efforts. I'm Julie Walker.
Rich countries have several hundred million doses of vaccines that can help fight an Mpox outbreak in Africa, where donated shots fall short of what's needed. That according to a Reuters tally of public statements, documents, and estimates from non-governmental organizations. The shots have been stockpiled for years by countries such as Japan, the United States, and Canada in case smallpox, an eradicated disease that's more dangerous than its cousin of Mpox, ever makes a comeback. Some of the vaccines were used outside of Africa in 2022 when Mpox spread globally. I'm Lori London, VOA News, Washington.